Daily News, I'm Ben Thomas. Street protests against President Trump's immigration crackdown are generating sharp rhetoric in Los Angeles and Washington. Ed Donahue has the latest.
A commander says National Guard members already have temporarily detained civilians in the Los Angeles immigration protest. Major General Scott Sherman says it's all part of the Guard's duties.
They do not do any arrest. They are strictly there to detain, to wait for law enforcement to come and handle those demonstrators.
Sherman warns he expects the situation in Los Angeles to escalate. Mayor Karen Bass says this was provoked by the White House.
Maybe we are part of a national experiment to determine how far the federal government can go in reaching in and taking over power from a governor, power from a local jurisdiction.
Audio from KABC. At the White House, Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says the mayor and Governor Gavin Newsom fan the flames.
They're attempting to use a violent mob as a weapon against their own constituents to prevent the enforcement of immigration law.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says states don't have the right to just simply opt out of federal immigration law. I'm Ed Donahue.
The U.S. and China have agreed on a framework to resolve their trade disputes. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick.
When you put President Xi and President Trump on the phone together, it changes the outcome.
And President Trump says China will make it easier for American industry to obtain much-needed magnets and rare earth minerals. In return, the U.S. will stop efforts to revoke visas of Chinese nationals on U.S. college campuses. Details remain scarce, however, and Beijing has not confirmed what the negotiators agreed to. Inflation news, the Labor Department reports consumer prices were up 2.4% in May compared with a year ago, a slight increase from April. And Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys has died at 82. He was celebrated as a visionary musician and pitied for the demons that plagued him. This is AP News. At the U.S. Open in Oakmont this week, a Pittsburgh area native's getting a second chance at his golf dreams. Gethin Coolbaugh has his story.
Matt Vogt is trading a drill for a driver at the U.S. Open.
Maybe I didn't dream big enough.
The 34-year-old Vogt, who runs a dental practice near Indianapolis, qualified as an amateur for the 156-man field.
I knew that it was an absolute pipe dream to get here. I mean, it is for the best pros in the world, let alone, you know, amateurs.
Vogt grew up north of Pittsburgh and caddied for a few years at Oakmont, which is hosting the U.S. Open for the 10th time.
I'm still trying to, like, soak it all in.
Vogt played briefly in college before focusing on dentistry. He returned in 2018 and qualified for this year's Open 2 months after losing his father to colon cancer.
I'm sure this weekend will be emotional. There's a sense of peace.
I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,